keeping us from the devourer. We just thank God. We give him all of the glory. We must live a life of thanksgiving. God is moving us into another level. This time is essential. We are in great time, and we are moving into an even greater time. So be ready. Stay ready. God is doing great things through you and your family. Multiple streams of glory are radiating from your life. You are in position. Get ready, get set, and don't forget to go.
Yeah, get ready, get ready.
You can't just get ready, get set, and never leave the starting line. Yeah. Imagine as a race starts, all the conditioning that went toward that day, the getting ready, and then they get on their mark, how they drop down low when they're getting ready to sprint, and then the gun fires. What if they don't go?
You're on. So you got to get ready.
Yes.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
And go.
Go. You're going to get ready and go. Listen, this is May, right?
Yes.
So we're going to transition into June, pretty quick here. Mm. And when we go into June, it's the midst of the year. The Lord is preparing us for something great in the next half of the year. So all those who are discouraged, something good is going to happen to you.
Yes. You have to look for it.
Yeah. Change the way you think. You'll change the way you live. So, our prayer should be, Lord, help me to think straight and not twisted. You know, when I was studying the Bible, Diane, and I come up on the word wicked, my idea of wicked, as this person wicked, he's doing some wicked thing. By his action, he's wicked, you know. And I said, look, you know, that's my whole idea of wicked. Oh, when the Bible says the wicked shall perish. Oh, yeah, those people out there doing wicked things, they're going to perish. And then I track the word out, wicked. Wicked is twisted.
Yeah.
Twisted thinking. So it's not necessarily the guy that we see on the street, you know. You know, as I said, he's wicked. Let's run from him. There's some people we say they are great. No, they are wicked. Their thinking is twisted. It's like a wicker furniture. The word wicked comes from wicker. It twists. So many people with twisted thinking. That's what the devil used all the time.
Yeah.
When he went to Eve, he twisted the truth. That's it. He says to Eve, he get Eve to start to say what God didn't say.
Yeah, to twist.
He twisted.
Making twists and turns around the truth instead of just going through the truth.
Right. It's what morning it is? Friday morning.
Yes.
And we want you to make your day count. And if you're making your day count, then you will make life
work.
Make life work for you. Make it work. Oh, my goal is to move people from the bottom of the mountain to the top.
Yes.
And how do you move? You move with knowledge. Knowledge will move a person quick from one state to another state, from one position to another position. Knowledge. You don't come to Jesus and stay the same, my friend. And Jesus doesn't move you by emotion. He moves you by knowledge.
Knowledge.
Jesus says, go ye therefore. Watch this now. Watch this. He said, go ye therefore and feel.
No.
You got to watch this. Watch what Jesus said. Go ye therefore and what? Teach. Knowledge.
Yes.
He didn't say, go ye therefore and let people become very emotional. No. He said, go ye therefore and teach. All nation.
Yes.
Teach. Teach what I have taught you. And you know it works.
Yes. What you have seen me do. That's what he said.
Yes. It works. So that's what we do around this microphone. We are here to teach you. Sometimes we're funny. That's okay. Sometimes we're funny. We use a lot of humor. You know, we keep a smile, you know. I'm going to have a big thing on my car. Smile. Jesus love you. The thing on my car. Mm. Smile, man.
Yeah.
It's all not. It's not all bad. Mm-hmm. There's good things out there.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I was in the grocery store, yeah. And I put my mask on when I go in the grocery store, and I was thinking, usually when I'm in the grocery store, I'm smiling. I smile at people. Yeah. I say, I got this mask on. People don't know if I'm smiling or not. This mask trying to take my smile.
Smile away. Smile. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus care all about you.
Yeah.
We are victorious.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got a shout out there this morning. I am victorious.
Yes.
I am an overcomer.
Mm-hmm.
I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. My word is correct because my thinking is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 says, the blood of Jesus was also shed to cleanse our conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. So Jesus' blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sin, and it was also shed to cleanse our conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. So our mind, our conscience must be cleansed from dead works, dead meditations, dead thoughts.
Yeah.
Dysfunctional thinking patterns, cycles that keep us going around and around. I have a whole section in my book about that, dysfunctional cycles.
Yes.
And think about how you feel if you just cycle around on, just say, a ride at a fair, and you cycle around, and you're spinning in this cycle. It brings on symptoms such as nausea. It brings on, when your mind becomes fuzzy, and your vision becomes fuzzy because you've just been spun around. And when we're caught up in cycles, that's what happens. Things begin to take us over that mock sickness and disease, but the real root of it is a dysfunctional thinking pattern. It's being caught in a cycle.
Yeah, right.
And those cycles are making us sick. They're disorienting our perception of life, and it begins in our mind. You could break the cycle in your mind. You have to break the cycle first in your mind before you're going to break the cycle in the visible. For other people to see, you first have to break it in your mind. You have to say, enough is enough. Yeah. I'm not going back. I am moving forward. The day that we decide that we're going to do something is the day that we do it. And we all have the same testimony. There's things that we be meaning to do. Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. But the day you wake up and say that you're going to do it, that's the day that it gets done. It may be something simple as a task at your house. So one day I'm going to do that. One day, oh yeah, I'm going to get around to it one day. Mm-hmm. But the day that you get up and you say, today's the day I'm going to start doing the laundry and this pile here is going to come down. The day that you get up and say that you're going to do it, that's the day that you do it. The day you say, I'm sick and tired of seeing this grass so high, I'm about to get out there and cut it, that's the day that you're going to go out there and cut the grass. So those are simple examples. And there's more other things, more ways that we need to apply that in our emotions and in our spirit. We need to make up our mind about some things and move forward.
And Paige, as we end this week, on page 110, Pastor Diane, and if you look at 110 and read these two paragraphs here, Jesus taught
that the way to measure the truth of any principle is by the fruit it bears. He did this in warning his disciples to be wary of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
That's so simple. Profound, clear, speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Just drop down here because we're running out of time. The pattern. So go ahead.
The pattern is clear. Good ideas developed using these strategies I explained in chapter 6 bear good results. As Milton Friedman, the Nobel Prize-winning economist, once said, The only true measure of a theory or idea is your ability to make accurate predictions of the future based on it.
Yes.
The ideas and principles that you will read in this chapter have no favorites. They will treat everyone alike. Start thinking like a successful person instead of whining about how you never had a chance, and you are likely to see a different outcome. To reorient your thinking and start down the road to success, you need to follow principles
Yes.
that will help you overcome the innate negative and sour outlook that dooms so many people to failure before they can even start. Here are 7 principles that will help launch you toward success.
We're going to pick in our next teaching Monday, we'll be talking about those 7 principles. Mm-hmm. But Pastor Dye, we are going to sound the alarm. Mm-hmm. Heart says, blow the trumpet. We're going to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Shame the devil. Tell
the truth.
The only key, the only way mm-hmm. to success is to follow sound principle.
Yes.
Sound truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've been sounding that. But now the Lord has said, you guys got to make your voice be heard. Mm-hmm. You cannot have something mm-hmm. great, mm-hmm. use it, you become successful mm-hmm. of it, no one give you mm-hmm. anything,
mm-hmm.
you work the principle, mm-hmm. and we get the what?
Result.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we mm-hmm. say here, mm-hmm. a good tree what?
Good fruit. Mm-hmm.
A bad tree is what?
Mm-hmm.
Bad fruit.
Mm-hmm.
What we mean here, if you use bad principle, you're going to get bad result. Mm-hmm. If you use what? Good mm-hmm. principle, you will mm-hmm. get good mm-hmm. result. And it doesn't matter who used mm-hmm. them. Go ahead as we close out.
Yeah. And the flower and the fruit is the reproductive part of the tree. So the reproductive part of the tree is the flowering and the fruit. So the fruit in our life is to reproduce and replicate the principles in the lives of others. So they must be shown and it must be then consumed by others. It must be applied and used in their life also to be able to replicate and duplicate the things. But we want to encourage you to come on out tonight to Christ Over Crisis. Pick up your dinner for you and your family tonight at 4 p.m. The location is 1046 Dixon Boulevard. The meals are giving away for free. So come on out. Pick up as many as you need for your household at 4 o'clock tonight, 1046 Dixon Boulevard. If you would like to make a donation, you can make a donation at that time, but you do not need to. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM. And 102.3 FM, this is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Breath, a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Man, I love that video. Got the joy of the Lord in my heart. Come on. Man, I just think we need a little joy these days, don't you? Well, the title of this message, we're going to drop in here a little bit, and we're going to do a lot of thinking. We'll do some laughing, too, but it's really a question. What is essential? What is essential? And I would even make this caveat, lessons from the wilderness. You see, we're all in a bit of a wilderness right now. And in our culture, we've been asking this crazy question that we haven't asked maybe in a long time. What is essential? You know, with sports right now is not essential. And all these different businesses have been shut down. And states are asking, what can I open up? What's essential? And some of it's frustrating for people. We know that. We're all working through those same types of emotions. But the good news is we can ask ourselves that question. What is essential? And we can determine for our life. We're saying as a family, what's essential?